Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Jennifer Aniston has hinted that she and her friends are working on something, but what? She dropped by The Ellen Show and, of course, was asked the big question.
Is there going to be a reunion, a Friends reunion?
Like a reboot of the show?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No.
Why? Yes. What do you mean?
Do you think you have some secret information that there's going to... Listen, we would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is, so... We're just trying. We're working on something.
So they're working on something?
Apparently.
Ooh. Now, while Jen was there, she kissed Ellen. It all started when Jen grilled Ellen about kissing Howard Stern earlier this month.
When was the last time you kissed a guy? Why is everyone so shocked? I kiss guys like that. I don't make out with guys. When's the last time you kissed a girl on the lips?
I don't
kiss girls on the lips. No.
And then this happened. They had a nice little smooch.
That's what they wanted to see. They've been wanting that for years.
That's the last time I kissed
that
girl.
Now you can say that.
You have such soft lips.
So do you. That's why I do what I do.
Iconic filmmaker Robert Evans, who produced such landmark movies as The Godfather and Chinatown, passed away on Saturday at the age of 89. Evans started out in front of the camera but soon realised his talent lay off-screen as he rose to head of production at Paramount Pictures in its 1970s heyday.
You remember the other day when I told you Jessica Biel was never an NSYNC fan and didn't even know any of the former boy band songs?
Uh-huh.
Well, her hubby, Justin Timberlake, who was in the band, decided that she needed to get familiar with his past and made her dress up as his 90s ramen noodle hair Timberlake. Remember that guy?
Uh-huh.
Along with the puffy jumpsuit, which was actually the NSYNC jumpsuit he wore back in the day.
Wow.
All for a Halloween party, of course. And JT went as her microphone.
Like you do.
It was great.
With Oscar buzz surrounding Eddie Murphy for the Netflix movie Dolomite Is My Name, the comedian has said that this may be his last movie. He told Al Roker that he wants to get back to stand-up comedy and is planning a Netflix stand-up special for 2020.
Well, you got to go to the clubs. I haven't started doing that yet. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine I would just do the same thing as I always did, because I never wrote stuff out on paper.
And here's a few whispers from the powder room. S Club 7 is rumoured to be reuniting. Not sure why. Were they that popular that they warrant a reband?
Not really.
There ain't no party like an S Club party. Chris Lilley reportedly wants to do a Mr. G spin-off series.
Excellent news.
Gretel Colleen is reportedly set to host the rebooted Big Brother, which will air on Channel 7 next year. And Kurt Cobain's unwashed grungy cardigan from the iconic MTV Unplugged performance by Nirvana the year before his death has sold for a phenomenal amount of money.
How much?
$489,000.
No way.
It smells like Teen Spirit.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.